Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, June 27th, is the feast of St. Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis renews his calls for peace, insisting once again that war is always a defeat. The Vatican releases the Pope's message for the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, and Bolivia's government repulses an attempted military coup. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis has renewed once again his heartfelt plea for peace in the world, and in particular in the Middle East and Ukraine. His appeal came as he met on Thursday morning with members of the Reunion of Aid Agencies for the Oriental Churches, known as ROACO, who have just wrapped up the 97th Plenary Assembly, which focused on the situation in the Holy Land and Ukraine and on the pastoral care of the many Eastern Catholics living in the diaspora. In his remarks to the group, the Holy Father praised the Holy See's humanitarian arm for the Oriental churches and called for increased solidarity with the Eastern Christians who are suffering from war. Lisa Zangarini tells us more.
In his address to the Reunion of Aid Agencies for the Oriental Churches, Pope Francis lamented that many Eastern churches have become martyr churches, bleeding and suffering because of the conflicts and violence they endure. He recalled the Holy Land and Ukraine, but also Syria, Lebanon and the entire Middle East, the Caucasus and Tigray. Hence his renewed appeal for solidarity.
Non possiamo restare indifferenti.
We cannot remain indifferent, the Pope remarked, encouraging the members of ROACO to persevere in their support for the Eastern Catholic churches, assisting them in these dramatic times to remain firmly rooted in the gospel. Referring specifically to the dramatic situation in the Holy Land, the Pope reiterated his call on the faithful throughout the world to show their closeness to Christians in the Middle East and insisted on the urgent need for an immediate ceasefire.
Nessuno sarà vincitore.
With war, he said, everyone ends up defeated, because war, right from the beginning, is already a defeat. Pope Francis then turned his thoughts to war-torn Ukraine. Again, he called for prayers so that paths of peace may open for that beloved people, that prisoners of war may be freed and children return to their families. He also conveyed his fraternal greetings to His Holiness Karakin II and to all the people of Armenia also facing conflict. Bringing his address to a close, Pope Francis referred to the many Eastern Catholics living in the diaspora and recalled the risk of these communities losing their religious identity. He therefore urged Latin dioceses to show particular concern for them so that they may keep their rights alive and flourishing. I am Lisa Zangarini.
Pope Francis also met this morning with participants in the plenary assembly of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. The Holy Father urged the commission to support local churches and the Holy See in their mission to build bridges of reconciliation, inclusion, and fraternity. Devin Watkins has the story.
As the Pontifical Commission for Latin America held its plenary assembly, Pope Francis met with participants in the Vatican for a papal audience on Thursday. The plenary is focused on exploring how the Commission can support Latin American bishops' conferences and the dicasteries of the Holy See in their mission to evangelize society in the region. In his address, the Pope acknowledged that this focus relates closely to the synodal reform which the Church is currently undertaking. He recalled then-Cardinal Ratzinger's description of reform as he spoke in Madrid in 1995. Reform, he said, is always an ablatio, a removal, so that the noble form, the face of the bride, and with it also that of the bridegroom, the living Lord, may become visible. Pope Francis noted that the apostolic constitution Praedicat Evangelium on the reform of the Roman Curia sought to turn the Latin American Commission into a service that brings the Pope's pastoral care and affection to the Church in the region. Using the words discretion, prudence, and effectiveness, he said the commission is not meant to replace any part of the Church's life in Latin America. It is called to encourage them all, he said, with the simplicity and depth of those who trust more in the missionary sending and service than in mere activism. Pope Francis concluded his address to the Pontifical Commission for Latin America with an invitation to inspire, motivate, and provoke the freedom for local churches to discern their unique path of evangelization while promoting communion with the universal church. The commission must build bridges of reconciliation, inclusion, and fraternity, said the Pope, bridges that allow people to journey together, not to be a mere rhetorical expression, but an authentic pastoral experience. I'm Devin Watkins.
This morning's papal audiences also included an encounter with priests of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, known from the name of their founder as Dejonians. They came to the Vatican, where the Pope reminded them of their founder's call to make union with Christ in his love for the Father and for all, the principle and center of their lives. The Holy Father focused his remarks to the group on two aspects of their general chapter, the occasion for the audience, especially unity and evangelization. At the end of the audience, the Holy Father expressed his hope that the Sacred Heart Fathers might persevere in their mission with the same faith and generosity that inspired their founder. The Vatican today released Pope Francis' message for the 2024 World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, which the Church will observe in September. The day's theme this year is Hope and Act with Creation. That's taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, in which the Apostle explains what it means for us to live according to the Spirit, and also focuses on the sure hope of salvation that is born of faith. The Pope's message for this year's day is comprised of 9 sections, all of which highlight our responsibility to care for our common home. In the message, Pope Francis emphasizes that as Christians called to live in faith and charity, caring for the environment is a task to be undertaken freely, in obedience to Jesus' commandment of love. He also appealed for the conversion of all humanity. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
Humanity's abuse of nature requires a true conversion and invites us to change our lifestyles. Pope Francis made this appeal in his message for the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, to be held on September 1st, 2024, which was published Thursday. Creation itself, like humanity, the Pope decries, was enslaved, albeit through no fault of its own, as he observed that it finds itself unable to fulfill the purpose for which it was designed. The environment, the Pope decries, is subject to dissolution and death, aggravated by the human abuse of nature. In our hopeful and persevering expectation of the glorious return of Jesus, Pope Francis noted, the Holy Spirit keeps us, community of believers, vigilant. The Pope decried how much injustice plagues the world, along with so many fratricidal wars that kill children, destroy cities, pollute the environment, and leave Mother Earth violated and devastated. The Pope decried possessing and dominating nature, manipulating it at will. It is an urgent need, he said, to set ethical limits on the development of artificial intelligence, since its capacity for calculation and simulation could be used for domination over humanity and nature. As he lamented the suffering of the environment and reminded us of our responsibility, he said, at stake is not only our earthly life and history, but also, and above all, our future in eternity. The Pope encouraged the faithful to remember their identity as children of God, suggesting that we are empowered to effectuate concrete change amid living holy lives. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
In world news, Bolivia's government has repelled an attempted military coup, with the president standing his ground while changing the leadership of the country's armed forces. The leader of the attempted coup, General Juan José Zuniga, was arrested Wednesday afternoon. James Bleers has this report.
The democratically elected government of President Luis Arce was challenged by rogue factions of troops who attempted to storm the presidential palace in the capital La Paz as two tanks rammed its main gates and soldiers entered the building. But the president didn't budge and swiftly named a new commander of the army who promptly ordered the troops to withdraw and stand down. President Arce declared, "Here we are in Casa Grande to confront the coup attempt." In those corridors of power, he confronted then Army Chief General Juan José Zúñiga and bluntly told him, "I'm your commander-in-chief and I order you to withdraw your troops. I won't tolerate insubordination." Zúñiga complied, backing down, acknowledging the president's authority. He'd earlier claimed he was trying to restore order and democracy. President Arce insisted that democracy will be respected, declaring, "We can't allow coup attempts to claim the lives of Bolivians all over again." He then decisively sacked and replaced the heads of the Army, Navy and Air Force. New commander of the Army, José Wilson Sánchez, effectively dealt the death knell for the attempted coup by ordering troops back to barracks, saying, "No one wants these actions and images on the street." All of this comes amidst growing unrest in recent months, with a significant economic downturn in the run-up to elections in the coming year. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
The representative of the Holy See, the Apostolic Nuncio in Paraguay, has condemned the apparent attempted coup in Bolivia. As Linda Bardoni reports, Archbishop Vincenzo Torturo took the occasion to highlight the need for responsible actions to create a more just and equitable society in Bolivia and across the region.
Speaking at the 54th Ordinary Session of the General Assembly of the Organization of American States in Asunción, Paraguay, Archbishop Vincenzo Torturo joined the international community in deploring and condemning the attempted coup in Bolivia. He pointed to a socio-economic context of inequality and widespread poverty across Bolivia and the entire region, a context, he said, that is in dire need of integral and sustainable development. The nuncio said the region cannot aim for economic growth without investing in the integral development of every person, especially the poor and vulnerable. And he highlighted the fact that one-third of the local population lives in poverty. Archbishop Torturo highlighted that the most disadvantaged individuals should be at the heart of responsible actions to create a more just and equitable society. And noting that inequity is not inevitable, he said the situation requires collective will and determination, with synergistic participation in solidarity approaches for the different regional realities and sustainable agreements that respond to the interests of all and not just a few. I'm Linda Bordoni.
You too can help the Pope help others. With a small donation of great symbolic value, you can show your love and trust for the Holy Father. Let's all join the Pope in proclaiming the gospel and caring for those most in need, persons and families who are struggling, those suffering in wars, or who need humanitarian assistance. Go to www.peterspence.va and click on Donate Now.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. Many thanks go to our sound engineers and technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.